What up? Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Impact Sports Cincinnati Radio Show. My name is Chris Asbrock, and as always, IS Cincy is presented to you by Dark Hawk Nutrition. Dark Hawk Nutrition is the next evolution in sports supplements. Their pre-workout, protein, creatine, and other products are produced at FDA-approved facilities, third-party tested for quality, and are guaranteed clean. So use code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire selection at darkhawknutrition.com. That is code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire order at darkhawknutrition.com. Well, the other day, the Major League Baseball had released their schedules for all the teams. And for the first time, we are seeing a balanced schedule where teams, and I've been clamoring for this for forever, and finally we get to see it. I'm a huge fan, personally, of the interleague series. I love interleague baseball. I love it. I like seeing everyone play everyone. Now, I think it's more beneficial to the sport when everyone plays everyone at least once, or twice, actually, or depending on however you do it. In this case, it's going to be once. But it gives fan bases a chance to see different players that we don't get a chance to see every year. Now, as a Reds fan here in Cincinnati, we're tired of seeing the Pirates 47 times a year. We're tired of seeing the Cubs and Brewers and Cardinals 47 times a year. I want to see other teams come in here. I want to see, teams from the American League make their appearance and not just one division per year. I don't want to see that. I want to see everyone. Now, with this balanced schedule, the beauty of it is, like I said, everyone plays everybody, at least the series. And if you look at it, I've highlighted a couple of series that we're going to be looking at here. Their home series, that is. But the Reds kick off the Major League Baseball season on March 30th. That is a Thursday against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Obviously, the Reds are at home. And they have six games to open up the season, six games in 7 days. They've got the Pirates at home and then the Cubs before traveling to Philadelphia, which most likely, I believe it's Philadelphia's, yes. We will be Philadelphia's home opener on Thursday, April 6th. And then there's the day off. And then they have two more against Philadelphia before traveling to Atlanta for a three-game series. They do return home against the Phillies for a four-game set. And then they host the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, we had Tampa this year as part of the Interleague Series where we faced the American League East. Now, again, this year, we had the East. But next year, we get everybody. That's what I like to see. So we have Tampa Bay for three before traveling to Pittsburgh for four for actually just a quick four-game series before returning home to face the Texas Rangers. So there's a four-game set, and then we come home for three, and then we end up leaving. So we have the Texas Rangers on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So it's April 24th, 25th, and 26th that the Reds, again, host the Texas Rangers. Which would be cool. You've got Marcus Semien. You've got Corey Seager. You've got guys like that on that team. They've got some talent on there. At this point, will we see Jack Leiter? Will we see, any of their young studs coming up? Who knows? We might get a chance to see those guys, in that series. Definitely you'll see Seager and Semien as long as, hopefully, God willing, they'll be healthy. But other than that, yeah, that's a team that we don't often see. Then they travel. They have a six-game road trip where they travel to Oakland and San Diego. So a total of six games for that. And then obviously the off day before coming home to face the Chicago White Sox in another interleague series that, you know, we've seen the White Sox a couple times so far. Heck of a lot more than we have the Texas Rangers. So that's one. But again, we have the White Sox in for three. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Nice weekend series right at the beginning of May. We have an off day, and then they have a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday series against the New York Mets before traveling out to Miami for three and then having to go out to Colorado for three. They do return home Friday, Saturday, Sunday set against the New York Yankees. So another team, big club coming in here. It's a Great American Ballpark where the Reds will face the Yankees, like I said, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That is May 19th, 20th, and 21st, where they have the Yankees coming to Great American Ballpark, which is, again, which is really cool. Then they continue the homestand, the seven-game homestand against the St. Louis Cardinals. As they have four. And then they travel to Chicago, and then a day off, travel day, and then they go to Boston. So they have the Red Sox at Fenway. So this year we have Boston coming here at the in September, and then they go to, so they'll end up in Boston next year for a three-game series. Then they return home for seven games against Milwaukee and the Dodgers. So a four-game series against the Brewers, I'm sorry, and then three against the Dodgers. Then they have a nice close road trip for six games. Well, they have, it's a longer road trip than this, but they go to St. Louis for three and then to Kansas City for three. So that's a Friday through Wednesday, an off day on Thursday. Then they travel to Houston for a weekend series against the Houston Astros. So two powerhouses there on the one on one road trip where you're facing St. Louis and Houston. Kansas City, you know, who knows what you're going to get with them, but you will end up with, like I said, having, you know, a pretty solid road trip there. They do arrive back home after that three-game series against the Astros, June 19th, 20th, and 21st, where they face the Colorado Rockies on a three-game set before an off day on Thursday, the 22nd, and then they host the Atlanta Braves for three games on the weekend set as well. They do travel to Baltimore, so that's another one there where the Baltimore Orioles were here just a couple weeks back. Now the Reds end up going to Camden Yards to face the Orioles. And then an off day back home for three against the, looks like the San Diego Padres. And then they go back out to the D.C. metro area where they face the Nationals for four. Now you'd think you would probably just kill two birds with one stone and have Baltimore and Washington all in one series, but or in one road trip, but, you know, why make it easy on that one? Then they close up on the road at Milwaukee right before the All-Star break. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, July 7th, 8th, and 9th, they are at the Brewers, and then you have the All-Star break. And then they open right back up against the Milwaukee Brewers, this time at home on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday set. So the Reds end up with a four days off. Actually, it looks like all of baseball ends up with four days off there, simply because of the All-Star break before teams kick it back up on Friday, July 14th. Then they have the San Francisco Giants coming in for a four-game series against the Giants. Then they have three against the Arizona Diamondbacks at home. So overall, this is a 10-game homestand that the Reds will have coming right out of the All-Star break, which is nice. Huge benefit for them. It's one to keep an eye on because at this time, obviously we have no idea what we're going to be next year. Nobody has any idea what's going to be going on, how the team's going to look. Again, we are in the middle of 2022 season right now. No idea what it's going to look like for 2023. So the Reds are in it, that's a huge benefit right there to have a 10-game homestand coming right out of the All-Star break. You get that break, and then you get, you know, you fire off 10 at home against, you know, some pretty good competition and the Brewers and Giants, and you have the Diamondbacks to end that. July 24th through the 26th, they head to Milwaukee before an off day, and then head to Los Angeles to face the Dodgers. Now, this is a 10-game, 11-day road trip here for the Reds at Milwaukee, at the Dodgers, and then a 4-game series at the Cubs. There is the one off day there between the Milwaukee series and the Dodgers series. They do return home after the Cubs series, so you have like I said, 10 games, 11 days for the Reds there on that road trip. And then they do come back for a 6-game series at home, or 6-game homestand, where they face the Washington Nationals on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That is the first weekend of August. And then they have a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday series against the Miami Marlins. They have an off day, which will be a travel day, before heading to Pittsburgh to begin a road trip there, a short road trip, a 3-game road trip on August 11th through the 13th. That is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday weekend road trip there. They do return home then for a quick 2-game series against the Cleveland Guardians. That is 2 games in 4 days. So this is kind of weird. So between August 14th and August 20th, that is the Monday through Sunday, the Reds will only have 5 games. So they are off on Monday the 14th, 2 games at home against the Cleveland Guardians, an off day, and then Friday, August 19th through the 20th, they will be hosting the Toronto Blue Jays. So that's pretty cool to see. People who know me obviously know I'm a big Blue Jays fan, so that'd be cool to see them coming into the Great American as well. Then they have a nice long road trip here. Again, this is a 10-game road trip where they head back out west again. Now, this is going to be a little tough. You go to the Angels for 3, then you go to Arizona for 4, and then to San Francisco for 3. So it's a 10-game road trip in 10 days. Then they have the off day on August 31st before returning home for a nice homestand to finish up August and begin the month of September. So the 1st of September, that's a Friday, they will face the Chicago Cubs. So it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday series against the Cubs before an intriguing homestand against the Seattle Mariners. Now, Reds fans, we obviously know what we're getting with the Mariners. We've got some dudes over there. Some dudes we really liked. Some dudes are coming back home. So make sure we pack Great American Ballpark for that series against the Seattle Mariners, also known as America's team, according to Jared Carrabas. I love it. Got a nice affinity for the Mariners, and I think a lot of Cincinnati people do as well, especially with Griffey, you know, being there and being such an icon there. But then now you add the fact that we've got some guys, who are playing there, and Jesse Winker and Eugenio Suarez. Now we've got our boy Luis Castillo. So that's one to watch. That's one to watch for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So that'll be Labor Day. The week of Labor Day. So Monday, Labor Day, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, you've got that 3-game series there. An off day, and then we host the St. Louis Cardinals. So that'll be a big Cardinals series. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday at home as well. And then the Reds go on a road trip, a 6-game road trip. So 6 games in 7 days. They have an off day on Monday, September 11th. And then they go to Detroit to face the Tigers for 3, and then wrap it up on the weekend at Citi Field facing the New York Mets. They do return home for a 6-game, 7-day stretch. Well, technically 6 games in 8 days. There's a couple off days in there. So you have Minnesota on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, that home series. So the 18th, 19th, and 20th of September. You have the Twins coming back here, so that's Sonny Gray and Tyler Mahle returning here. Then you have an off day on Thursday before hosting the Pittsburgh Pirates for three games. You have an off day and then two games at Cleveland on Tuesday, September 26th and Tuesday, September 27th. You have an off day. And then to end the season, you are on the road at the St. Louis Cardinals to wrap it up for three games. So that is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That is a big, that's a big one there. So definitely something to keep your eye on as we are moving forward into the season. But again, overall, nice home series against Tampa Bay, the Yankees, the Blue Jays, the Rangers, Mariners. So those are some highlights there of, like I said, the interleague schedule. One, like I said, I'm a big fan of. I've been a huge proponent of it all along. I think you can make it work, especially when people are so tired of watching the same division series. I don't want to see it. I don't care. Again, I don't want to watch the Pirates. I want to see. I mean, you know, obviously, you should have it more balanced where your division games you have more. I get that. Totally understand it. It's the way it should be. But dang, let me watch some other teams come in here. And then it'll flip-flop next year or the following year after that. We'll have the Angels coming in. Hopefully, Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani. Regardless, we get to see those guys come in here. That's what I like to see. That's what I want to see. And the way it should be. Because when you have teams, like I said, it's hard when you don't get to see everyone play. I think it's a benefit for every fan base to get a chance to have these players come into their ballparks. It only benefits the game. It benefits Major League Baseball to market these guys. And Major League Baseball has to do a better job of doing it anyway. They have to market those guys better. It's a must. And now here's your chance now with this balanced schedule to do that. I know a lot of people complain about it, but I don't understand that. So, I mean, I get it, but this is going to be a very beneficial thing to see starting next year with the balanced schedule. Everyone plays everybody. Love it. Well done, Major League Baseball. So that's a nice breakdown of the schedule there for the Cincinnati Reds. Like I said, moving forward, and you know, as we get into it, we'll be doing a recap of the season, how everything kind of went and everything like that moving forward. Make sure you stay tuned as I will be returning this weekend to do a post-game recap of the Cincinnati Bengals, LA Rams final preseason game as we are going to be wrapping up the preseason and look ahead to the beginning of the season, September 11th at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. So make sure you stay tuned for that. That'll be coming out here shortly. Well, not shortly because I'm not recording until after the game. So we'll be a couple days from now. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And as always, make sure you check out the website at www.iscincy.com. Follow me on Twitter at IamChrisAsbrock. And you can also check out at IsCincy. And again, thank you guys so much for your support. Stay tuned. We will be back, like I said, coming up here with the Bengals post-game recap against the LA Rams final preseason game. And then we'll be doing a preview for AEW's All Outs. That'll be coming up. A Labor Day weekend, Sunday of Labor Day. So make sure you check that out as well. That will be coming up. And then myself and Nick Semino will be doing a Cincinnati Bengals, or basically kind of like an NFL preview, season preview for the Bengals as well. That'll be coming up here in the next week or so. So make sure you stay tuned for all that content, getting ready to come out. As always, thank you guys so much for all of your support. And of course, thank you to our presenting sponsor, Dark Hawk Nutrition. Again, ISC is brought to you by Dark Hawk Nutrition. Dark Hawk Nutrition is the next evolution in sports supplements. Their pre-workout, protein, creatine, and other products are produced in FDA-approved facilities. third-party tested for quality and are guaranteed clean. So make sure you use the code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire selection at darkhawknutrition.com. That's code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire selection at darkhawknutrition.com. And thank you guys so much for everything, and stay tuned, and we will be back, and have yourselves a fantastic weekend. Take care, everybody.